What is the absolute reality about my life situation? And ask yourself that question. And the answer is always this moment. The only thing that's absolutely real about my life is this moment. Just, I'm sitting here, talking, looking, flowers, breathing, feeling perhaps some aliveness suddenly because I'm singling out this moment. This is the absolute reality of your life, always. What you call your life situation is a relative reality. It is much less real than this. Your future, the next moment, tomorrow, is nothing compared to this. And when tomorrow comes, it only comes as this. So to live as if tomorrow were more important than this is madness. It's called normal living. So your state of consciousness then needs to become more and more present moment centered. You can still deal with the things in your life situation, but you have access to something more vital. And then in the midst even of dealing with things in your life situation, of going from here to there to an important business meeting or to an interview or doing this and that, or sitting there talking to people, or sitting there looking for a job because you lost your job, looking at the internet or wherever you find jobs. And in that moment, get out of your life situations. Okay, what is the reality of this moment? Is, am I okay at this moment or not? No, if you can't get out of your life situation, very rarely will you say that I'm okay. Because you're trapped in that whole stratum of thought, ultimately. It's all thought. Your whole past is thought and some emotions connected with thought. Your future is thought, emotions connected with those thoughts, but has no reality apart from those thoughts, because when your past happened, it was the present moment. When the future happens, it will be the present moment, which you, if you don't acknowledge that, you miss it always. You miss the whole thing. I've said this a few times before, but it always seems new, even to me. It is so vitally important. So this moment, single out, as the Course in Miracles says, out of that whole problematic life situation, single out this moment. What does that mean? Pay attention to this moment. With that comes an alertness. Oh. And then you will realize this moment is actually not so bad. I thought my life was so dreadful, but this moment, just this, is actually okay. It might even be more than okay if you look more deeply. It might feel good to be breathing. Even though you might have lost your job, which is part of your life situation, and yet you're breathing, and yet there's a flower there, and yet there's the sky, and yet there's an aliveness pervading your entire body. That's the present moment. And you suddenly can even be grateful for life. You don't have to be grateful for your life situation. How can you be grateful for all the things that happened to me? I can't be. No, you don't need to. Gratitude is only required for this moment. You acknowledge there is a goodness here that the mind doesn't know anything about, and you cannot access it through conceptual thinking. That is becoming independent of external conditions, because otherwise you look for that goodness which is deep within you, You look for that goodness in external things and never find it, not for long. There is, sometimes you think you found it, but it's not it. And you look for the goodness in some resolution of your life situation. The happy ending of my search for fulfillment. Even if some happy ending comes, what comes after that? More problems. The happy ending is often the wedding. And what comes after that? It's better not to show it. Or the happy ending is, I find the great job. Okay, and then what? What comes after that? The problems that come with that great job. And that's not to say that don't look for anything. You still play in the world of form. You still continue to look for a job. You don't say, no, I feel so good now. I'm not even going to look for a job anymore. That can happen. It happened to me for a while, until a balance came back into my life between inner and outer. And this is why I'm telling you, you don't have to go there. But if you do, that's fine too. If you feel so good, you say, okay. In my case, miraculously, I got sustained by the universe. Things came, often at the last minute, never more than knowing what that will live on for one more day. But what about the day after tomorrow? Don't know. And that worked. I'm sure Jesus said these things more or less exactly the same, that look how the flower lives, he said. It's not worried about tomorrow. It's totally present in the now, and yet life looks after it. It's sustained by the one life, the one intelligence that underlies everything, the one consciousness. It sustains it. It gives. Look at the birds, he says. Look at the flowers of the field. He wanted you to get in touch with nature, to feel that which sustains nature also sustains you. But you don't need to, you continue then to do what you have to do without the stress. And then everything flows with more ease. And then you get a job interview and you go to their job interview feeling good. Because as you're traveling to the interview, you're sitting on the bus. It feels good to be here. And you're looking at the tree and the birds and the sky and you feel the aliveness in your body and you feel the presence within you, the presence that you are. And that's the present moment and it feels good. And then you arrive not as a needy little me at the job interview, but as somebody who is happy to be there. And I'm sure people will like you for that, because even if their mind is totally mad, they might sense something in your presence. In other words, you're much more likely to get the job if you come from the place of, I'm already fulfilled. That, and everything flows with much greater ease. But the practice is, single out this moment as much as possible and pay attention to it. And then with that comes, a little while after comes the gratitude, which is the most powerful thing there is. Gratitude is inseparable from feeling the goodness of the present moment. The moment you feel the goodness, even in unlikely places, because the goodness isn't ultimately out there, you feel it deep within. In very hard places, you have to go even deeper within to find it. And there it is. Oh. It doesn't really have a physical location, but if I had to point to a physical location, it's kind of all around here. And that is liberation. That's liberation, not only liberation from external conditions, liberation from your mind. And then life unfolds with greater ease, not free of problems. Things, challenges continue to be thrown at you, but they bounce off or get transformed. Because you no longer complain about the challenges of life. You no longer have a little me that says, this shouldn't be happening. Why is this happening to me? To me, shouldn't be happening to me. But it is. And without the complaining entity, the resisting entity, immediately the situation comes into the field of aware presence. And then the challenge becomes transformed. So don't expect freedom from challenges. It's not going to happen. You don't need it. In fact, all that happens through challenges is a deepening of that presence. So the practice is singling out this moment. And then that's the end of stress too.